you're behind the wheel or sitting in a bus or train this morning, how happy are you with the amount of time you're commuting to and from work? According to the ABC's Australia Talks National Survey, many of us aren't. And that's particularly true for residents of the federal electorate of Lawler in Melbourne's outer west. The area includes the rapidly expanding suburb of Tarneit, where families who moved in just months ago on the promise of good transport links to the city say they're feeling tricked and trapped. Ben Knight reports.
It's not until you actually step off the afternoon rush hour train to Tarneit that you get a sense of how tough this commute is. At 5 o'clock in the afternoon, commuters here don't walk to their cars, they run. And they do it to avoid getting stuck in the traffic jam getting out of the car park.
They're really racing to get out, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, true. This is actually an accident bound to happen. A pedestrian will get hit.
Arnav Sati's lived here for 3 years and he sees this every day.
Give it 5 minutes. By the time I'll walk to my car, which is parked down there, this whole thing would be full.
Tarneit Station only opened in 2015 and almost immediately became the second busiest V-Line station in Victoria. Every morning by 7 o'clock, the car park is overflowing, and that leaves latecomers, like people who have to drop their kids at daycare, to find a park where they can, illegally. So they're risking council fines or even being blocked in by other cars. This is the coalface of Australia's booming population growth, where new housing estates roll out on the edge of major cities, way ahead of the transport links promised by the developers. Namrata Bahadur and her husband Binod moved out here to Tarneit just 4 months ago, and they feel they were lied to.
They used to pinpoint that place where the proposed train station was supposed to be. Now in the emails that they send, the flyers, there is nothing like that.
But what hasn't disappeared are the bus stops that have been marked out on the streets in these neighbourhoods. The problem is there are no buses. No one knows when or if they'll ever come. So people who live here face a long walk to the nearest bus stop, to catch the bus to the nearest station, to then take the long ride into the city. Some commutes can be up to 2 hours each way.
Now people have realised that there is no train station here, so that has brought down the value for the property. Now, for example, the price that we bought this land here, it's already about $15,000-$20,000 cheaper now.
The results of the ABC's Australia Talks survey show that people here are more likely than anywhere else in Australia to say they'd be happier if they spent less time commuting. But it's a close-run thing because it's a very similar story in other growth areas right around Australia's big cities. The outer suburbs are booming, but the jobs aren't moving with them, so new residents suffer massive commutes no matter how they choose to get to work. Even getting around their own neighbourhoods isn't easy, which means for kids, they're either relying on their parents or walking to even socialise with their friends or get to sport. Which is why what really worries people like Arnav Sati is what the future holds for their neighbourhood.
You know, it's actually becoming like a modern slum, if I may call it. It can actually go into social isolation in 10 years' time if it's neglected like the way it is right now.
This is Ben Knight in Tarneit, reporting for AM.